The only explanation I have is aliens. My college astronomy instructor was Andrew Fracknoy. And he later on became a radio personality. He was called up by some of the big radio shows all across California to explain the wonders of the universe to the radio audiences around the state. And his manner of speaking was like Ed Begley Sr. in Mary Poppins when he played the guy that couldn't stop laughing and stayed up at the top of the ceiling. That's how he sounded. Ooh, I can't stop laughing. And he had a little bit of a laugh. I can't stop laughing. It's just, and that was his energy, too. Andrew's, his energy was infectious when he explained about stars and supernovas and black holes. And I remember leaving his classes feeling so small because of his explanations of how vast the universe is and all the weird shit that's going on out there. And one of his lectures was most memorable for me because he touched on the subject of aliens. Now, you wouldn't think, his approach was very scientific in astronomy class usually, but he decided to devote some time to aliens. And he said that because of the vastness of the universe, the odds are tremendous that there's another life form out there somewhere. And I remember being kind of shocked when he said that. I thought, first of all, he's talking about aliens and he believes that there's other life forms out there. But then he said, on the other hand, for there to be aliens on Earth, the odds of that are minuscule from a scientific point of view because it's just so hard to get around the universe from place to place, especially with baggage fees the way they are these days. And so he really believed there was other life forms, but he didn't believe that there were aliens here on Earth. And I always wonder what he would think of this. When I was a junior in high school, I was sitting and watching TV, some sitcom or something like that. And the phone rang. Now, the phone we had at that time was we still had rotary dial phones. And it had that loud ring, 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 ring sound to it. And so I got up. I thought, oh, one of my friends is calling. So I answered the phone. I said, hello? And nobody responded on the other end. But on the other end, I heard a tone, a sound I'd never heard before coming across the telephone. It sounded like, doot, 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 doot. I said, hello? Doot, doot. So I hung up the phone, thought about it a little bit, then I sat back down and continued watching TV. About a half hour later, thring, 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 thring. I got up, I answered the phone, hello? Deet, deet, deet. I hung it up again, and now I was confused and a little bit scared. I thought, you know, I don't recognize that tone. I've never heard that coming across a telephone before. I know it wasn't a busy signal. Busy signals are, they're harsh and unrelenting. And I knew it wasn't a dial tone. Dial tones are, dial tones are emotionally detached. And they're just waiting there saying, you can now make a call, Dave. You can now make a call. This was not one of those things. This tone was slightly seductive, something about it. I was attracted to it a little bit. It seemed probing and searching. That's the feeling I got from it. And so I sat back down and continued watching TV, but my mind was distracted now. Later on, I went to bed, and it was my custom back in those days to turn on the radio, AM radio, and listen to KGO talk radio before I went to sleep. And I remember being loving KGO because their signal at night just blasts everything all across the state. And they always had people calling from all over the West. There'd be calls from Washington, there'd be calls from Idaho, there'd be calls from Nevada. And I just love the feeling of hearing people talk from all these different other parts of the West. And it's just so commonplace now. I mean, you can talk to somebody in Sweden instantly, and nobody even thinks about it. But back then, I was fascinated. It was kind of like shortwave radio for me. And so I turned on the radio, and I forget who the host was. And I just was listening, and I was just getting tired and slight. Just that space right between being conscious and then just being out. And whoever was talking was droning on and droning on. Then all of a sudden, the talking stopped. And over the radio speaker came, doot, 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 doot. I jumped. My skin was tingling, the hair standing straight up all over my body. I looked at the radio, and then I turned it off as fast as I could. I was just so scared. I had to stop this, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I just stood in my underwear next to the bed, just staring at the radio, just shivering, scared. And finally, I wasn't going to turn the radio back on. I unplugged the radio, and I went back into bed, and I didn't get to sleep until late that night. But I finally fell asleep, woke up the next day, just wondering. And then as time went on, I just kind of forgot about it. And then about 3 years later, I was living in a different place. The phone now was a touch push-button phone. Still kind of a princess model, but had the little push buttons on it. And I can't really remember what I was doing, but it was something like watching TV or reading a book or something like that. I was just sitting around. And it still had kind of the same ring, but a little more modern now. More like, bring, 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 bring. The phone rang, and I thought, oh, it's my friend. This is about 3 years later. I went up to answer the phone. Hello? Beep, 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 beep. Hello? The same exact tone, same pitch, same note, same key, same rhythm, same everything. My skin tingled again, my hair standing up on end. And it still had that seductive, searching tone to it. Like I was getting probed. My brain was getting probed or something. And then another 3 years passed. And then I lived someplace else. And then I had a phone that was a little more modern now. Because there was no more cord on the phone. All up to that point, there's always a cord on the phone. Now, it looked kind of like the same kind of phone as before, with push buttons and everything, but now there wasn't a cord. There was a big, long antenna, and you can take the phone anywhere in the house and talk to somebody, even though there was no cord on it. And I can't remember what I was doing, but it was something like reading or watching TV. And the phone rang. Boop, 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 boop. I thought, oh, one of my friends is calling. I went to answer the phone. And, hello? Beep, beep, beep. By now, the tone is my friend. I'm not so scared anymore. By now, I think, I don't know what it is. It's the exact same tone, same key, same rhythm, same everything. I don't know what it is. But it doesn't seem to want to hurt me. If it's probing my brain, that's just fine. So since I was a junior in high school up until now, about every 3 to 5 years, no matter what kind of phone I have, the phone will ring just out of the blue. I'm not doing anything. And I answer it, and I hear the same tone. Doot, doot, doot. I thought when I got older and mature that it would finally end, that the game would be over. But about a year ago, actually up to about a year ago, same thing happened. I was just sitting around doing nothing. I was by myself, at home by myself. My family wasn't around. The phone rang. Hello? Deet, deet, deet. And my only explanation is aliens. That's my story.